terror suspect.
Now, what Patrick Ben David has to say about the San Diego mosque terror attack is very shocking. But before we get to that, I want to talk about what no one's talking about. It's in the manifesto, the new crusade. For those that don't know about what happened in San Diego, let's go to some of these news reports.
Breaking news, we started this show with the deadly shooting at that mosque in San Diego, the Islamic Center of San Diego. Multiple law enforcement officials just briefed, tell CNN that hate speech, bigotry was scrawled on one of the suspect's weapons. Let's get right to CNN's Josh Campbell. Josh, tell us more.
A hate crime is how authorities are classifying the deadly shooting at the largest mosque in San Diego County.
So this was a horrific attack that happened at a house of worship. It's a mosque in San Diego. This is where innocent people were targeted, traumatized families, shattered worshipers, children targeted. And what stood out to me almost as much as the attack itself was, and this is the shocking part that I was talking about, was the complete silence. Yes.
Terror suspect in deadly Old Dominion shooting in Virginia. Father and son terrorist, okay, Islamist terrorist.
But most of the terrorists are Muslim. It's a fact. They're trying to reverse.
And while this is going on, three Americans killed in ISIS attack in Syria, possibly motivated by Iran attacks, Quran found in car, FBI, ICE, terrorism.
U.S. launches powerful strikes against Islamic State.
The complete silence from many of the same voices who normally can't wait to jump online anytime there's even the smallest connection between some kind of violent act, some mentally sick person. If they can make the connection to Islam, they're on it. Like my friend Patrick Ben David from the PBD. Now, let's be honest. You know, when you really break it down, you unpackage it. If the suspect has an Arabic name, had an Arabic name, if he visited a mosque maybe once, if he ate hummus at a halal restaurant, if somebody found out that he has some kind of a Islamic quote, something on social media, if you like something, you already know what happens. It's emergency podcast. The titles on the videos, they're already made before the facts even come out. And unfortunately, my friend Patrick Ben David and crew would definitely have something to say. It's why right now it's very shocking. It's got nothing to say. And usually they do. They got a lot to say. You know, they'll have everybody on except an actual knowledgeable Muslim to keep things fair and balanced while Islam is being attacked nonstop. But now, the shocking part, complete silence. Unbelievable. No outrage, no emergency meeting, no discussion, no sympathy. And that's my question. Why? Especially when this manifesto literally references the new crusade. It's very clear. And we condemn. I mean, this is, we have no problem. We condemn attacks on any innocent people, any house of worship. And I can give you an example from Muslims in Bosnia during the war. No churches were destroyed. You can look this up. While over 600 masajid mosques were destroyed by the Chetniks, by the Christians there. And again, we're not blaming Christianity and we're not looking at this as an opportunity to do what they do. No. You know, we are a people, they're not our teachers. And we have integrity. And these are the, and why is this? These are the same people. These are the same terrorists. These terrorists who did this, they were inspired by these people who were taken out, who were destroying the masjids, the mosques in Bosnia. And I'll give you the name shortly, and you can go ahead and make these connections. And what makes this even more interesting is that my friend Patrick himself once mentioned that a friend of his gave him a Quran.
Talk to you guys.
By the way, last I had a guy, a friend of mine, I won't say his name, but he's Muslim. He came. I brought him to the house. We made a meal. We sat down. We gave him food. We had a great conversation together. And then he takes out a backpack full of Qurans and books, and he gives it to me. He says, I want to talk to you about a religion of Islam.
And religion of peace.
In my house.
Tried to pitch you Islam in your house.
By the way, I respect it. I don't say it in a negative way. I respect the fact that you have the audacity to come to my house after I feed you to tell me about your religion. That's never happened to me with Jews.
So now my question is, why not actually read it for yourself, Patrick? Not what anti-Islam paid haters, paid propagandists, you know, who are in the Islam hate industry say about it. Not cherry-pick clips. Actually read the Quran for yourself. Maybe God put that Muslim in your life for a reason, as a sign. Maybe that Quran reaching your hands was a sign. Maybe instead of constantly hearing about Islam from paid Islam haters, you should hear it directly from the source itself. It came to you. You've had Muslim supporters over the years before you started to go down this road of hate. You even have, as you said, a Turkish Muslim chef. What kind of Muslim? We don't know, but he's a Muslim. So again, nobody's saying you have to make a video about this terror attack against Muslims, but at least be consistent. That's the whole point. Be consistent. Because when the goal is to push a certain narrative about Islam, suddenly there's endless energy. It doesn't stop. Endless commentary, endless concern for humanity, for people. But when innocent Muslims, children, and women in a house of worship, so house of God, those people are going there to worship God, the creator, the one God, not to worship a man, animals, sticks and stones, a human being, not Muhammad. They're there on pure monotheism to worship the creator of the heavens and the earth, the same God that Jesus worshiped. That's the God that Muslims worship. And Vinian, who has mashallah on his like body, you know what Allah means? That's the creator of the heavens and the earth. In Aramaic, Allah, same God. But now silence. You claim to follow Jesus, right? The Prince of Peace, who we love, by the way. We love Jesus, man. You know, if you didn't know. But when you're reminded from the Bible, blessed are the peacemakers. Suddenly, I'm Mr. Big Shot here. I'm just going to block you. You know, to me, this is a sign of arrogance, man. It's not humbleness. You know, Patrick at least seems like somebody you can potentially reason with. But I honestly feel those devils around him, his pride, ego, they just won't let him. He'll have conversations with the mafia killers, people from the left, from communists. He'll bring out people who have totally insulted and slandered him. But as far as talking to an educated Muslim, he just can't do it. He just can't have this civilized conversation about these things. People who will go ahead and he'll hear it from the source. He just can't. It doesn't make any sense. He's read all these books. He won't read the Quran. Doesn't make sense. Not Robert Spencer's Quran or some hater that put down, you know, his interpretation in it. No. Or to have a Muslim try to explain things. That doesn't make sense. Unless it's a hostile debate like I actually helped set up on his program. But Vinny, back, this is just this emotional hostility. Anytime somebody calmly challenges the narrative, not good, it's very weak, my friend. Now, let's talk about the manifesto itself. The manifesto was titled, this is the New Crusade, Sons of Tarrant. The name matters because it directly references Brenton Tarrant. That's the terrorist who unalived, listen, 51 worshipers in a house of worship and dozens more. This is in the Christ in New Zealand. And the manifesto pushed out anti-Muslim hatred, anti-Semitism, you know, against Jews and all this stuff. We condemn that. We condemn all of it. But just happened to be this time he went, if he would have done a synagogue, we would have condemned that. And I'm sure you guys would have been the first, you would have jumped up and, hey, yes, we condemn. But now it's a mosque. Hey, nothing, silence, shocking, man, unbelievable. And you can go deeper with this. You can go deeper into this Andrew Breivik, who this Tarrant was inspired by in the Knight Templars. And you can just go, you know, looking into it, you start seeing references to Crusader imagery, Knights Templar symbols, you know, this defending Europe rhetoric, historical reference to the Balkans, what happened in Bosnia, this Serbian Christian nationalism imagery. This is where the priests, they were actually blessing guns of the soldiers going into, and you see, look what happened there. It was the greatest genocide side. I want to say it so it don't be flat, but this is the greatest one after World War II. You see what they were doing. And this was something that now it's all connected to this, what happened at in San Diego Mosque. But let me just be very clear before people twist my words. We're not blaming Christianity for the actions of evil people. And that's the entire point. Because Muslims are constantly expected to answer for every extremist who claims Islam. Yet when extremists clearly use Christianity, Christian symbolism, Crusader symbolism, Christian historical references, crosses, Templar language, and anti-Muslim hate rhetoric, suddenly everybody becomes quiet and says, well, that's not real Christianity. Okay, man, that's fair enough, man. That's fair enough, my friends. But then apply the same fairness to Islam and Muslims. That's the point. Stop the double standards. That is the point. And words do matter, you know. So when you're constantly betraying Muslims as the threat, constantly attacking Islam, constantly creating this fear, suspicion, and hostility towards an entire faith of nearly 2 billion human beings, dehumanizing them, that has consequences. Did you help at some point radicalize this person? Some of these people consuming this content, they stop seeing Muslims as human beings. They stop seeing fathers, mothers, children, families. They start seeing us Muslims as the enemy. And that's dangerous. It's very dangerous. You might be doing it now in a more sophisticated 4K way, but it's the same thing, my friend. Because these terrorists who attack the mosque, they didn't appear out of nowhere. People are influenced by these narratives, by media, by your media, by this hate online rhetoric, by this endless fear-based propaganda. And how much anti-Muslim rhetoric online is contributing to this radicalization? How much are you playing a part? You know, and can one of these videos, one of the shows, have helped push somebody further down this dark path? That's a fair question to ask. If we'll flip the other side, you'd be asking it too. Silence, complete silence. So again, the standard has to be equal and fair. If we truly care about innocent blood, then everybody needs to reflect on this type of hatred, division, fear they are putting into the world. Because once innocent blood is spilled, you can't take those words back.